Chapter 6 Esmeralda. Quasimodo was on the platform in the middle of the Place de Grève, and many spectators surrounded him. Chains had been tied around the hunchback's body. He was on his knees, and his hands were tied behind him. As the official torturer hit him with his whip, the spectators laughed and applauded. They saw this as an exciting spectacle. When Quasimodo felt the first lash on his back, he looked amazed. It was clear he hadn't understood what was going to happen to him. The look on his face caused the crowd to laugh even louder. "The hunchback doesn't understand anything. He's not only deaf, but he's also an idiot," someone in the crowd shouted. Quasimodo now began to struggle and to try to break the chains around him. But even though he was very strong, it was impossible to get out of them. "What a funny spectacle! Quasimodo looks so dangerous, and people are usually afraid of him. But now he can't do anything to help himself," shouted someone. The crowd now began to throw stones at Quasimodo. They wanted to hurt him even more, and they knew he couldn't do anything to them. As he received more and more lashes, Quasimodo closed his one eye and looked as if he were almost dead. Blood flowed from his back and also from his head. It was clear he was suffering, but he didn't make a sound. Finally, after 1 hour, the official beating ended, but Quasimodo was left on the platform, suffering for another hour, as the judge had ordered. He opened his eye and looked around him. Suddenly his face became gentle and full of hope. He had seen his beloved Claude Frollo. Claude, in his priest's clothes, was standing very close to the platform.
"Claude has come to help me and to take me home to the cathedral," Quasimodo thought to himself.
But Claude pretended he hadn't seen the hunchback and walked away as if he didn't know him. Quasimodo now spoke the first words that he had spoken in a long time.
"Water! Please bring me water," he said in a low voice full of pain.
But people only laughed and nobody brought him water. Suddenly, Esmeralda came through the crowd. Quasimodo recognized her as the girl he had attacked.
"Oh, she's come to take revenge on me," Quasimodo thought. "She will certainly hit me, now that I'm tied up."
To everyone's surprise, Esmeralda looked at Quasimodo with pity. She had brought a bottle of water, and she gently put it on Quasimodo's lips. He drank gratefully. Big tears began to fall down his face. He tried to kiss Esmeralda's hand, but this act frightened her, and she quickly moved away. The hunchback looked at her sadly.
"She pities me, but she still thinks I'm a monster," he thought to himself.
Finally, Quasimodo's punishment was over, and he returned to his beloved Notre Dame. Another person had been watching Quasimodo's punishment. It was Captain Phoebus, the young soldier who had saved Esmeralda when Quasimodo and the unknown man had attacked her and had tried to carry her away. Captain Phoebus had been standing on the balcony of a beautiful house which belonged to the family of his fiancée, Fleur. It overlooked the Place de Grève, and he could see everything that went on. Phoebus was supposed to marry Fleur soon. This had been arranged a long time ago, but the captain was not a loyal man, and he was always looking at other women, especially beautiful ones. When Esmeralda appeared and gave the hunchback water to drink, Phoebus recognized her.
"That's the girl I saved," he said to himself. "She's very beautiful. I would like to meet her again."
Phoebus wasted no time. he quickly said goodbye to Fleur and ran down the stairs of the house. He could still see Esmeralda, who was beginning to walk away from the Place de Grève. A little goat was following her as usual. "Wait a minute," Phoebus called. The gypsy girl stopped and turned around. It was clear from her face that she recognized Phoebus. Her cheeks became red and she gave him a shy smile.
"Come with me for a while. I want to get to know you better," Captain Phoebus said. "We'll go to a quiet room where we can speak privately."
Esmeralda lowered her eyes shyly and nodded her head to show that she agreed. Slowly they began to walk away together. Claude Frollo could see everything that happened in the Place de Grève from his secret room in Notre Dame. When he saw Esmeralda and Phoebus walking away together, he felt sensations which he couldn't explain to himself. He only knew he had to follow them and find out where they were going. Claude began to run down the many stairs of Notre Dame. On his way, he passed Quasimodo, who had come back after his terrible punishment. The hunchback was looking out of one of the windows. He had a tender, sad look on his face. Claude didn't stop to speak to him, but he thought to himself with surprise, "Who is Quasimodo looking at? Is he also watching Esmeralda?"